This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I'm going to finish up with some of these news stories out of Ukraine, and I'm going to come back and give out the phone number. I'm going to take your calls today. Your response to the latest series of news and propaganda in regards to the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Your response to my commentary on it. And your response to Zelensky's press conference this morning begging for help, even though the media tells us he's winning. He's a war hero now. Just incredible stuff. We'll give out that phone number on the other side. Here is a list of names, though. Here's a list of names, since we haven't just read the list off, I'll read it to you now. This is the list of names that have been sanctioned by Vladimir Putin. Joe Biden, Anthony Blinken, Lloyd Austin, Mark Milley, Jacob Sullivan, William Burns, Jen Psaki, Dalip Singh, Samantha Power, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, Adewale Adeyemo, Retta Joe Lewis. Some of those names you recognize. Some you may not. It's pretty much it's the main players in Biden's cabinet. And then just throwing in some of the corrupt people like Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton. So I'm not sure if this is just Putin trolling with these sanctions, having a good laugh, or if he's trying to send a serious message with this. I don't really know. Putin seems to be pretty unpredictable to me at this point. The West and our politicians are extremely predictable. They're bloodthirsty, money laundering criminals. It's easy to predict their activities. They run the same playbook over and over again. I'm not really sure what Putin is thinking at this point in time. Is he trolling America with these sanctions, or is this a serious thing? But there's the list of names. What do you think about those names, by the way? Think there's any criminals? Think there's any treasonous actors on that list? Ukrainian border guard detains two Chinese nationals accused of smuggling babies. Oh, some nice child sex trafficking, human trafficking going on there at the border of Ukraine with Chinese nationals. Huh. Wonder if Biden knows anything about that. Remember his old friend, the old mayor of Moscow that was involved in human trafficking that he made million-dollar deals with? Biden sending thousands of Marines to Australia in anticipation of conflict with China. So look, I'm glad that we haven't gotten further involved in Ukraine as far as boots on the ground or our military involvement. There's obviously a reason for this. And my guess is strategically, if they have made any decisions about sending U.S. troops to a conflict in a different country, they've decided that it's going to be in our best interest to do that in Taiwan. I'm not saying that's going to happen. They might not do that too. But I am glad that our troops are not on the ground in Ukraine. And I hope they won't be on the ground in Taiwan. But it is sad that this is happening. And it's going to hurt the West. And it's sad for the civilians that live in those countries. But we can't even figure our own stuff out. We're supposed to go now take care of stuff in Taiwan and Ukraine when you go downtown Chicago, downtown New York, downtown St. Louis, downtown San Francisco, downtown Baltimore, and it's just total degradation, violent crimes. I mean, folks, New York City already has an uptick in almost 50% an uptick in crime from last year, which was a record-setting year in crime in New York City. It's already up 50%. We're not even through 3 months. How do you think that's going to go? How do you think that's going to go? Biden to announce $1 billion in new military aid to Ukraine? Yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's more money laundering, It's more war crimes, and it's once again the Biden crime family, Biden mafia, the Biden crime family bribing, blackmailing Ukraine like he bragged about at the Council on Foreign Relations not even 10 years ago.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it, and I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. Get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, they have given Biden a live microphone. I am shocked at this. They've actually given Biden a live microphone. I wonder what they got him hopped up on to do this today. So, guys, do we have this queued up? Can we go live now? All right, let's go live now. The mafia criminal gangster Biden crime family head is live.
Border the Russians starting in March of last year. We took the threat of Putin invading very seriously.
Oh,
we acted
gosh.
On it. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion. More than we had ever provided before.
How'd that work
out? So when the invasion began, they already had in their hands the kinds of weapons they needed to counter Russian advances. And once the war started, we immediately rushed $350 million in additional aid to further address their needs.
And how'd that work out?
Hundreds of anti-air systems, thousands of anti-tank weapons, transport helicopters, armed patrol boats, and other high-mobility vehicles, radar systems.
So guys, just pull the audio down for a second. So you're... Oh, I can't even take this, man. So in other words, they just made themselves filthy freaking rich with all their defense contractors and all their weapons manufacturers that they have stock in with their no-bid contracts. By the way, how did all that support go for Ukraine? How are they doing over there? As Zelensky begs for help this morning, that's what Biden is responding to. Let's just, I know, folks, it's impossible for me to even not just let's just listen.
Activate an additional security assistance to continue to help Ukraine fend off Russia's assault. An additional $800 million in assistance. That brings the total of new U.S. security assistance to Ukraine to $1 billion just this week. These are direct transfers of equipment from our Department of Defense to the Ukrainian military to help them as they fight against this invasion. And I thank the Congress for appropriating these funds. This new package, on its own, is going to provide unprecedented assistance to Ukraine. It includes 800 anti-aircraft systems to make sure the Ukrainian military can continue to stop the planes and helicopters.
This is a joke, guys.
People.
He's slurring his words. He can't even open his eyes. He literally slurs his words because he can't even open his jaw, and he can't even open his eyes.
Also includes 9,000 anti-armor systems. These are portable, high accuracy shoulder-mounted missiles that the Ukrainian forces have been using with great effect to destroy invading tanks and armored vehicles.
Great effect.
It'll include 7,000 small arms, machine guns, shotguns, grenade launchers to equip the Ukrainians, including the brave women and men who are defending their cities as civilians, and they're on the countryside.
This is so evil. This is just so evil. I can barely take it. Guys, I have to reiterate. You understand what's going on here, right? I mean, forget about the globalists and all the geopolitical stuff. I mean, this is Biden and Western politicians literally fighting to protect their money laundering country of Ukraine. As they're laundering more money through that country than they ever have before. And Biden's up there bragging about it. This is unbelievable stuff, man.
All right, go back.
That we're ready to transfer. Now, I want to be honest with you. This could be a long and difficult battle. But the American people will be steadfast in our support of the people of Ukraine in the face of Putin's immoral, unethical attacks on civilian populations.
We are united
in our abhorrence of Putin's depraved onslaught. And we're going to continue to have their backs as they fight for their freedom, their democracy, their very survival.
Wow.
And we're going to give Ukraine
the
arms to fight and defend themselves.
Pull it down again. So there it is again. Notice how you don't have Democrats talking about taking our guns anymore, so that's a nice pause on that deal. But, oh, here it is. We need to arm Ukraine, but U.S. people, you don't get guns. Freedom in Ukraine, but you don't get freedom in America. Democracy in Ukraine, but you don't get democracy in America. This is unbelievable stuff that we are witnessing here, folks. Joe Biden up here in public bragging about their money laundering operation in Ukraine. Of course they want this war to go on as long as possible. Why wouldn't they? They get to send billions of our dollars over there, launder it through their political systems in Ukraine, and funnel it right back into their bank accounts. You damn know it. You damn well know it. And they're double dipping. Because they invest millions of dollars in these defense contractors and weapons manufacturers companies and their stock, and they make billions in that process too. I mean, this is unbelievable. And we're going to sit here and take it? As your gas hits $10 a gallon, as your energy bills go up, as your grocery store bills go up, and Biden is out here with his criminals and the U.S. government laundering billions and billions and billions of dollars through Ukraine and double dipping with the weapon manufacturers and the defense contractors. Holy smokes, man. And they just assume that we're so stupid we'll have no idea what's going on. And I guess that's what the Mockingbird press is there for, isn't it? Let's go back to Biden. Okay, whoa, boy. Guys, he went for a total of 10 minutes. Oh, there's Mark Milley. There's Anthony Blinken. Y'all just got sanctioned by Putin, the real criminals. Milley, who wants you to know that white people are racist and bigoted, and he's going to find out about it. So here's Biden laundering money in broad daylight. Look at that. Stroke of a pen, and you just gave Ukraine billions of dollars.
I'm not going to comment on that right now. I'm not going to comment any other way.
So Biden gives a 10-minute response to Zelensky begging for help this morning. Now he shuffles off. It's nap time for Sleepy Joe. A 10-minute response, signs a bill giving Ukraine billions of dollars, and then goes to take a nap. I mean, you kind of got to respect it, to be honest. I mean, Biden has reached such a level of criminal mafia behavior. He can literally work for 15 minutes and launder billions of dollars. I mean, that's actually impressive stuff. Without even a shake, a stutter, nothing, Biden goes and in 15 minutes launders billions of dollars through Ukraine. And he does it in broad daylight, right on camera, with the whole media there. And then someone tries to ask a question, he says no questions, and they say, yes, sir. Wow. Holy smokes. All right. Let's take your response to all of this on the phone lines. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And guys, let's only do calls on this situation in Ukraine with Zelensky's press conference, Biden's press conference, my commentary. I don't want calls on anything else. So if somebody calls in and wants to talk about something else, we're just not going to take that call right now. I want to stay focused on this subject material. Maybe later when I get into some of this other news, like the vaccine killing people, Democrats getting caught with crimes, the war going on at the southern border that nobody's talking about except, I guess, InfoWars. I told you about that yesterday. It's now getting worse. But we'll do that later. I want to take calls on your response to the Zelensky press conference, the Biden press conference, my commentary, and just the ongoing situation in Ukraine. I mean, is this not so obvious? Is this not the most obvious thing ever? He's Biden and our criminal politicians are double dipping and doubling down their investments on the war in Ukraine while pretending like they want to help Ukraine when they're only helping themselves, because they get to blame Putin for everything they're doing with the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, and they get to continue to launder weapons and money through Ukraine, something they've been doing for decades, which is why they want to protect it at all costs. And they just do it in broad daylight, man. I mean, they only need to work for 15 minutes a day, and they just, I mean, you remember like the Wolf of Wall Street? When they would do like $25 million deals and $50 million deals, and they'd go into the office and they'd jump up and down and pop champagne and they'd be like, $50 million in 10 hours. Biden just laundered billions of dollars in 10 minutes. So suck on that, Wolf of Wall Street. Joe Biden, the Wolf of Washington, D.C.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And myself personally, is that we just care too much. We just actually genuinely care. And I guess that's our biggest flaw, isn't it? Because, I mean, this stuff is just hilarious and ridiculous. I mean, Joe Biden, the guy who craps himself when he's at the Vatican. And by the way, he was supposed to be traveling to Europe for a trip. I'm pretty sure they're going to cancel that. You can guess why. Joe Biden, who yesterday talks about how he has COVID, but he calls himself Jill Biden's husband, and he doesn't even know where he is or who he is. It's just so ridiculous. It's hilarious. But we understand how this is going to hurt the entire world and this country in the future, so we kind of take it personally, and we don't like it. But man, oh man, I mean, if I didn't care, this is hilarious stuff. You could just do coverage of this and just be like, wow, isn't this funny? Wow, look at how dumb the American people are. Wow, look at how big of liars and scum the American politicians are. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's Joe Biden and the Council on Foreign Relations bragging about how he uses bribery and blackmail. I mean, this is a joke. Biden apparently has COVID right now. They say, oh, Biden's got COVID. He's out there, no mask, walking around. Good, fine. I'm not the one that lives in fear of COVID. I'm not the one that cares about COVID. It's him begging you to wear a mask and take a vaccine. But apparently he has COVID. He's wandering around the White House. We're just sending billions of dollars to Ukraine, sending all these weapons to Ukraine. Is anybody monitoring this? Is anybody going to be monitoring the money? Is anybody going to be monitoring where the weapons go? It's not like the U.S. is known to arm terrorists and proxy groups in that region. Oh, no. It's not like the Bidens are known for bribery and blackmail and running their own scams in Ukraine. No, no, no. Unbelievable stuff. We're going to take your phone calls here. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, when I do double duty, or specifically this week, with the ridiculousness of daylight savings time, I have been thriving thanks to the coffee that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Man, oh man, I have been sucking it down 2-3 cups a day. It is the best tasting coffee. What an easy way to support InfoWars. By getting coffee from InfoWarsStore.com, getting a coffee mug from InfoWarsStore.com. Really easy way to support us if you're a coffee drinker. Not just you support the transmissions. It's the Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the best coffee. The crew here loves it. I know you're going to love it. And it's one way to support the transmission. Another easy way is the toothpaste. You know, you drink coffee all day, you're going to need to go home and brush your teeth. Got to whiten them up. And we've got the toothpaste. Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Not to mention some of the top-rated top sellers that normally sell out are back in stock. Fizzy Magnesium, it's been a while. We've got it back in stock, 25% off. And the Vitamin D3 Gummies. Back in stock and 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. We thank you for it because we are still here. The globalists did not plan on InfoWars being on the air to this day, and it is a bit of a miracle that we still are. As I take one last sip from my InfoWars coffee. But you are that miracle. Your support, your prayers, your sharing of the links You are that miracle. All right. Let's begin taking phone calls on all of this, and we'll start with Dean in New York. Dean, you're on the InfoWars Alex Jones transmission. Oh, we lost Dean. Okay. That's no problem. We can go now to John in Texas. John, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Howdy.
One thing that people are not asking about this whole situation is we could be going to war with a nuclear Russia. Where's our civil defense system? Where's our fallout shelters? Where's the supplies? Where's the... We don't have anything.
Oh, yeah, nothing on that. They just tell you to wear a mask. Literally, they tell you, if you get hit with a nuke, wear a mask.
Russia has a major civil defense system. So does China, I'm pretty sure it does. We don't have anything because they don't care. They don't care about us. If we die by the millions, they just don't care. They don't give a rat's ear in. All they're doing on their both sides, Republicans and Democrats are cheering, hey, we're going to war with Russia, yay.
No, I would even say I'm confident that if something happened and millions of Americans died, that Biden and Pelosi and probably Romney and Graham would actually probably be happy and celebrate it behind closed doors.
I think so, too. And the people, that should be a big rallying cry if we make it to the midterm elections, is, hey, they don't care. Where's our, if we're going to go to war, why don't they care about us? They give us fallout shelters and all this stuff. We don't have nothing.
Come on, John. They told you if you get nuked, wear a mask.
And bend down, kiss your rear, and goodbye, because that's about the only thing we got, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. And by the way, if China does go into Taiwan, how much money do you think we'll be sending over there, too?
Well, even if they don't hit us with nukes, they'll drive the gas, price of gas up to $10 a gallon, the economy start crumbling, but they don't care.
And they'll blame Putin.
That's right. He's the fall guy right now.
It's just despicable stuff. Our government hates us.
That they do. I think so. I told my mother the other day, we don't have a government.
Yeah, we've got like a kidnapper, or we're held hostage by our government. We're in an abusive relationship with our government. Our government just abuses us, shakes us down whenever it wants, beats us up whenever it wants, silences us whenever it wants, forces us to fight for their corruption whenever it wants. I'm done with it, man. I'm done with it. Anything else, John?
Oh, that's it.
Well, I thank you for the call. Let's go to Stephen, calling in from Florida. Stephen, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen. All right, so with the situation in Ukraine, I want to give a little bit different spin on this, and this is from a biblical standpoint. Now, first of all, anybody that wants to get a good education on history, you need to watch Alex Jones' Terror Storm. He really goes into detail about false flags, and you'll really start seeing the pieces of the puzzle falling into place with that. Now, okay, so if you go back to what we've done, okay, we took out Mossadegh. You know, the CIA helped do that in Iran back in the 50s. Okay, then, of course, you had the Arab Spring, the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, you had Mubarak in Egypt. And then, of course, Saddam in Iraq. And we went into Afghanistan. And, of course, we wanted to go into Syria, you know, and go after Assad and faking the gas attack when it was the ISIS that did that, which, by the way, we propped up. And so, you know, you've got these different dictators that, you know, the globalist, you know, fund, and they prop up, and then the dictator's ego gets in the way, just like Hitler and Stalin, and they decide to stiff the globalist, and so ultimately they get taken out. Well, here's the thing. Alex is right. I believe Putin has walked into a trap. This, you could call Ukraine the bear trap with, you know, Russia being the bear, okay? So here's what I believe is going to occur. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, it talks about Gog and Magog, and these are ancient terms for what's now Russia and the Confederacy.
All right, we got to go to a break here.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. It has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system.
system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's Alex Jones, and now your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's an honor to be here with you, filling in for Alex. He will be back this afternoon. He might try to pop in on the war room upon his arrival, but he'll be back hosting tomorrow, and I'll be fulfilling my standard duties of hosting the war room. We're taking your phone calls right now. Responding to the latest news breaking out of Ukraine, Biden announcing tens of billions of dollars going to Ukraine. Zelensky's begging for the U.S.'s help this morning, even though the media says he's winning. He's winning so much he's begging for help. It all makes sense. We're getting a response to all of this and my commentary at the same time.
Let's go. We'll stay in Texas here where Scott has dialed in. Scott, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, always good to talk to you, Owen. How's
Howdy.
Everything going?
Howdy. It's all right.
Good deal. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's no surprise, of course, that, of course, we just give money out. That's what we do. Supposed to be an independent country that doesn't get involved in this stuff. We just dish money out so we can support proxy wars. So, honestly, no surprise.
Yeah, it's like, where's the money coming from? By the way, just yesterday, Biden was bragging that he has decreased the deficit and it's going to be a $1 trillion decrease in the deficit. Really? Really? You're decreasing the deficit as you're sending billions to Ukraine. Anybody that believes that is a idiot.
As the clock, the debt trillionaire clock just constantly goes up. Yeah, it decreased in my butt.
Anything else, Scott?
You know, I just wanted to give in my 3 months. I usually call in just to spread the word about Grand Theft World. It's just doing amazing stuff. They do air your stuff quite a bit, and they're doing an amazing job over there. So we got to get the word out about how many podcasts and everything that's going on. There's a lot of amazing shows going on. So I just wanted to get my message out about GrandTheftWorld.com.
GrandTheftWorld.com. All right. They share our stuff. We appreciate that. Yeah, there are all kinds of podcasts and talk radio shows and everything. It's all popping up in a populist or right-wing fashion. There's no leftist taking off in the media world, folks. There's no leftist podcast that people even listen to. There's no liberal commentator or intellectual or ideologue that has any following because they're not intellectual. And their ideas are failed. I mean, they've given millions of dollars to the Obama for podcasts, Obama's, nobody listens. Hillary Clinton podcast, nobody listens. I mean, nobody would even be listening to the hacks like Colbert or Kimmel if they weren't on cable news and force-fed to you on the big tech platforms. There is no populist movement anywhere near the left-wing ideology or the liberal progressive movement in America. It's just Hollywood soulless fops and the brainwashed minions that I guess just their soul is just gone at this point. Let's go to Jay in Tennessee. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. What's up, man?
Howdy.
Man, I'm just frustrated about this Ukrainian situation. Should have been avoidable. I mean, people don't understand their history on this situation. Like, with NATO forming after World War II, you know, Russia was our ally, and they lost millions of people. But then they created the Warsaw Pact, and then that created conflict. And when, in the early 1990s, when the Soviet Union collapsed, that was our opportunity to bring them in, you know, and spread freedom. But we just screwed it up. Our foreign policy is just crap, man. Like, and I'm just concerned about our country going to World War III. And we're better than this, I feel like. Just a shame.
Yeah, and let's just expand on what you said at the beginning of the call, that all of this would have been avoidable. You're absolutely correct. Putin has been trying to speak with the UN and NATO and the West, and they just have been ignored for years. And so Russia felt its only path of being heard was this invasion of Ukraine. All America or the West or Ukraine had to do was get rid of the biological weapons labs, get rid of the NATO defense systems in Ukraine, get rid of the CIA-backed Nazi groups in Ukraine, and Russia would have never gone in. But they wouldn't do it, they didn't do it, and so Russia went in. That's the facts of the situation. You can decide who's good and who's bad, but those are the facts. Don't be fooled. Anything else, Jay?
Yeah, like, we need to focus on our country. Like, our borders are collapsing, our economy's in the crap.
Oh, you mean our collapsing infrastructure, our collapsed border, our degrading, deteriorating inner cities, our crime wave skyrocketing, our consumer price index skyrocketing, the inflation and the loss of the power of the U.S. dollar? You mean we should care about that?
Oh, yeah, and we need to prosecute you know, people in the past, like President Bush, who tortured people in Guantanamo Bay, Obama, creating this state of information war on us and surveillance state. I mean, the list goes on and on, but we don't have any courageous leaders anymore. It's all about money and power. It's just a real shame, man.
No, it's bad. It's bad. And for all that talk of Trump draining the swamp is swampier than ever before right now.
Yeah, and I had friends in Alabama that voted for Biden, and now they're complaining about the gas prices going up. It's like, I told you so. This is just socialism. And, like, we need to mind our own business. We got too many problems.
Yeah.
Now we got a race war.
Yep. And it's all stemming from the American left. I'm not saying the Republican Party is the solution to this stuff, but all these problems stem from the American left. Thank you for the call, Jay. And I've got more evidence of that, but you're seeing a lot of this now. But let's get into what he talked about with the gas situation. So Biden is now realizing what everybody else realized a week ago, that the gas prices going up are not in line with the actual price of oil. And so somebody tweets this out from his presidential account on Twitter. Oil prices are decreasing. Gas prices should, too. Well, that's not a lot. That's not fully true. Oil prices are actually increasing, but they did take a little bit of a dip in the last 7 days. Last time oil was $96 a barrel. Gas was $3.62 a gallon. Now it's $4.31 on average. Oil and gas companies shouldn't pad their profits at the expense of hardworking Americans. But see, here's what he leaves out. He's choked out the oil companies when he shut down the Keystone Pipeline and we shut down all these other pipelines and drilling projects. They invested billions of dollars in these projects that they assumed they would be able to go forward with, and now it's costing them billions of dollars. They're taking a loss on that, so they've got to make it up somewhere. Now, look, I'm not sitting here standing up for the oil and gas industry. They make plenty of money. I don't think they're going to be hit too hard by $10 a gasoline like most other Americans are. But that's not the point. The point is Biden's policies have consequences, and we live in a free market system. So, yeah, the price of gas is only going to go up because Biden has committed to destroying the oil industry, and Biden has shut down our oil production, and now half the planet hates us because of Joe Biden, and they're not helping us out on oil. And if this trend continues, we're going to lose all of our strategic oil reserves as we're about to potentially enter a larger world conflict. How's that strategy going to go? Well, who cares? Biden's about to launder billions of dollars in Ukraine. You think he gives a damn? Germany's not laughing now. Russia reverses gas flow of key pipelines serving Europe. Remember when Trump addressed the UN and he said, Germany, you're going to be hurt by this policy in Russia and the NATO policy in Russia? And they all laughed during that. Oops, looks like Trump was right again. Germany's not laughing now. But Russia's losing, guys. Russia is losing as other world powers are aligning with them, and European nations and American nations are suffering.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Late here. I'm just going to be honest. I am was in the break room and getting a fresh pot of InfoWars coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I hope you'll support the broadcast. Get a bag of our coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. We're taking your phone calls in response to the latest situations in Ukraine, the Biden funding of billions of dollars, the press conference, Zelensky begging for U.S. help even though he's winning. It's really amazing stuff. I've never seen the side that's winning the war begging for help and then needing billions of dollars in additional funding. Oh, that's right. We're just being lied to about that again. And so we go back to the phone lines now. We have Ken on the line from Illinois. Ken, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Good day, Owen. First-time caller. Never been so freaked out before in my life. But with this Zelensky thing, people upset with him wearing a T-shirt. Well, I don't know who would go to war wearing a suit and tie. So he's an actor. So he's wearing a T-shirt looking like he's embattled and everything.
Yeah, he's got the beard now, too. And did you see Macron, who's now trying to do the same thing? He's growing out the stubble. He's wearing T-shirts and hoodies. I mean, look, I'm not the fashion police here, okay? But, I mean, certain occasions call for certain looks and appearances, and it's not that.
True. But the other thing, the Iron Cross predates Nazis, even predates Germany. It's from Russia, but that's not the big thing there. With him begging for money, George Washington couldn't even get money from Congress, and yet now we're shelling it out over to a place that has zero interest for us, but definitely does for, like you said, the crime syndicate. The thing that really freaked me out was a couple years ago, I stumbled upon Oliver Stone's documentary, which should have been talked about years ago because it laid out the whole thing, how it wasn't Trump. It was everyone that was claiming Trump was colluding. So, yeah, them shelling money over there is just trying to clear up that whole mess and make sure it doesn't come out.
Yeah, and who's going to be monitoring where the money goes? Who's going to be monitoring where the weapons go? I mean, these are basic questions that nobody can even answer, and we never get an explanation on. It's just pathetic.
That's because we're living in a false reality. This show, InfoWars, is the only way you're getting the reality and the truth. So I'm shocked that they even have Biden coming out anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets to the point where he doesn't even show up because he doesn't need to.
Well, I mean, hey, he did 10 minutes of a press conference today. 10 minutes, Ken. 10 whole minutes responding to Zelensky begging for help, even though he's winning, and then allocating more weaponry and more money to Ukraine. 10 minutes is what was warranted for that. And not a single question from the press either.
Well, I'm shocked that they haven't gotten so arrogant to just have him come out for 1 minute and saying, hey, this is what we're doing. I'm going back to doing nothing, living my life. You cattle can complain all you want, but guess what? You got no say. It's madness. It's nuts.
It is.
I'm not sure where we're going to go from here.
Well, yeah. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, sadly, and we've been saying that for a while. But the whole world is waking up to this. I mean, there's a great reset going on, and there's a great awakening going on. And look, I'm not going to sit here and praise President Xi Jinping. I'm no fan of the Chinese communists. But Xi Jinping doesn't want Chinese men being gay. Xi Jinping doesn't want to feminize Chinese men. I mean, why do you think that is? So, but nobody understands the sad thing because of the state of the media. Nobody truly understands the dynamics of what we're dealing with in the current times because the American media treats them like cattle and like children, and they don't want to know either. They like the propaganda. They like falling for whatever the latest propaganda is. It makes them feel good. You know, they wear a mask. It makes them feel good. They put up a Ukraine flag. It makes them feel good. They don't do anything in their lives that makes them feel good, so they have to do fake AstroTurf virtue signaling to feel good. And that's the loss of humanity right there. Ken, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Joseph in New York. Joseph, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks
Hello.
A lot. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So it's amazing to see you grow over the years. It's just amazing how you're just on it all the time. And, you know, I guess you won the Oscar award because now, you know, you're going to face the beast, you know, in Washington, you know. So I pray for your for justice in your case. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, do you think that this is going to bump up Biden's polls in any way?
No. Which is kind of a reverse trend. Normally, it's historically speaking, at least in modern history, when U.S. presidents get involved in wars or wars go on, usually that gives them a boost in the approval ratings. It's kind of a patriotic thing, I guess, and you know, wanting to support the U.S. at times of war. It's not working for Biden, and I'm not sure that's the intention, but no, he's not getting any boost at all from this.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to say is I think that the Ukraine is the second biggest money laundering operation in the world because I think the U.S. is the number one. It's like it seems
sure.
to be at this point the clearinghouse of all the corruption throughout the world. It's like if you're a kleptocrat, come to New York and buy your luxury, you know, pet houses, you know? It's just like, it just seems like it's so disgusting that it's everywhere at this point. It's so pervasive. I don't know how we come out of it without some type of complete collapse and rebuild.
Well, that's the agenda. That's the corrupt Western politicians' agenda. That's the Great Reset, is to collapse everything, because they know it's inevitable that if the system collapses, they'll get blamed, and or their criminal activity will be exposed. So they figure just collapse it all to rubble, and then skirt all the responsibility and all the blame and make off with their stolen loot.
Yeah, it seems so. I really encourage parallel economies. I mean, you know, I'm on the fence about crypto. You know, I'm involved in it, but I think that and the combination of just communities getting together and looking, you know, there's a price to everything and there's a value to everything. Like, how is a skyscraper in Manhattan more valuable than the springs that are, you know, underneath your farmland? You know, there's just such a disparity between price and value, and I feel like some Americans are awakening to that, especially as the prices start rising, and unfortunately most, it's sort of like a Pareto principle. You know, we got, all it takes is 20%, Owen. That's all it takes. Maybe even less than that.
Well, and we're here entrenched in Austin, Texas, and believe me, folks, there's the same instinct that you probably have out there that we have here, which is get out of major cities, get out of Democrat-run cities, you know, get out of these liberal cities that are just going to hell in a handbasket. But we're entrenched here, and there's kind of this feeling of defend Austin, because there is a big conservative move into Texas, and there's a lot of people in conservative in the tech and media industry moving to Austin specifically. So there's kind of a pushback here. But believe me, we have the same instincts. I mean, you're going to see homesteading become a mainstream feature soon, homeschooling, you know, having little farms, little gardens. I mean, that's the future, which is the past, but it's the future, because all the promises we were made about the future with technology and expansion of humanity and everything, we were lied to. That's been stolen from us, so now we've got to go back to save ourselves.
Yeah, and it has to be parallel, because, I mean, you know, you look at this, that Harpy, you know, Avril Haines, she's, you know, the head of the director, she's the director of the National Intelligence, and it's just like, all of this was pre-orchestrated. Like, even while Trump was in office, they set it up so that when they transitioned, the worldwide threat assessment was about domestic terrorism. And they've telegraphed what they've wanted to do. They want to focus on people like you and I who don't want to live under globalist tyranny.
And they want to focus on people who are willing to stand against it publicly, willing to stand against it as a voice in the media. I mean, that's why they hate me so much, folks. I mean, if you want to get down to it, and Joseph, thank you for the call. They hate me because I confronted Jerry Nadler. They hate me because I confront politicians to their face. They hate me because I go to their little pedophile events and call them out. They hate me because I'm on the air every day calling out their crimes. So, yeah. But they really just hate all of us. They just want to make an example of InfoWars like they did with the censorship. They want to make an example of Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.